This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Israeli army says a hostage that was found dead near the Al-Shifa hospital complex was, quote, murdered by terrorists. They also said on Thursday that it uncovered a Hamas tunnel shaft and a vehicle with weapons in Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital complex. They made public videos and photographs of the tunnel shaft and weapons. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Internet and telephone services collapsed across the Gaza Strip on Thursday for lack of fuel, this according to the main Palestinian provider. That brings a potentially long-term communications blackout. Israel has signaled its offensive could next target the south of the territory, where most of the population has taken refuge.
Welcome to San Francisco.
U.S. President Joe Biden speaking today at the APEC summit in the U.S. state of California.
This is a city of synonymous with innovation and breaking barriers, where collaboration and coming together have always been key to unlocking our potential. It's a city that has been shaped by centuries of deep ties to the Asian Pacific region, by contributions of people of Asian and Pacific Island heritage.
The president is speaking to a group of CEOs meeting as part of the APEC Leaders Summit. U.S. Representative George Santos says he will not run for re-election. This after the U.S. Health Ethics Committee found conduct it deemed to be a violation of federal law. A renewed effort to expel him has been launched. Speaking with reporters yesterday, New York Congressman Pat Ryan said Santos has to go. This is VOA News. A federal jury on Thursday convicted a right-wing conspiracy theorist of a hammer attack on the husband of former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. NBC News reported the jury found him guilty of attempted kidnapping and assault of an immediate family member of a federal official. He broke into the Pelosi's San Francisco home and struck Paul Pelosi over the head with a hammer in the early morning hours of October 28, 2022, while Nancy Pelosi was still Speaker and away in Washington. Without extra funding, food aid for more than half a million refugees in Chad will run out next month. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo says that news is coming from a World Food Program official.
Pierre Honorat is Chad's country director for the UN agency.
By December, there is no more assistance. We have no more. So we really need an urgent funding for this crisis.
The International Organization for Migration says that more than 540,000 refugees have crossed from Sudan into Chad since war erupted 7 months ago between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. Many have fled from West Darfur, where ethnically driven violence erupted again this month in the state capital of Al Janina.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo, who says those who have arrived this year joined refugees and displaced people already in camps in Chad. Cruise, the robo-taxi unit of General Motors, on Thursday suspended the program under which GM buys back employee shares following an accident that led to the pause of its self-driving vehicle operations. In an email to staff, which was seen by the news service Reuters, Cruise CEO Kyle Vaught said the company will reevaluate the employee equity program in the light of the suspension, which pushed out our commercialization and revenue generation timelines. Major League Baseball will play its 2025 All-Star Game in the U.S. city of Atlanta, 4 years after moving the game from Truist Park in Denver's Coors Field over objection to changes in Georgia's voting rights laws. The baseball commissioner made the announcement Thursday following an owners' meeting. Atlanta was awarded the 2021 All-Star Game, but MLB moved it in April of 2021, just 3 months before the game was played. Get news from our website 24 hours a day at your convenience, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman.